I just wondered if you know if a cheese is made out of that.
No.
Okay. Something that you might grow, if you're passing food around the table to someone, you might say, help. Pass a bowl of potatoes to someone, you might say, help.
Help herself.
Sure. And then something with cornmeal and milk and water.
This is cornbread.
Yeah, this is something that's just boiled and eaten with a spoon.
You say cornmeal and water.
Yeah.
Mush, I guess.
Yeah, sure. And then, did you ever hear that called push?
I believe I have.
What's that?
I've heard that term, push.
Now, have you heard, do you remember your grandparents using it?
No.
Okay. Now, the beans, peas, and carrots, and all of those things are all different kinds of...
Vegetables.
Okay, and where would you grow that in?
You say who would grow
them? Where would you grow them?
Where would you grow them? On a farm.
Yeah, in a, or if you live in the city, you might just have a little
garden.
Okay.
In town.
And then a white grain that you pour into water, boiling water, and it gets fluffy, and you eat it maybe instead of potatoes.
You say a grain.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then corn, when it's ground up.
Mush, I guess.
Oh, well, I was thinking of something like hominy or grist.
Hominy and grist, that's right.
And if something isn't artificial, you might say it's...
If it isn't artificial.
Right. Like, speaking of maple syrup, you say that, genuine. Yeah. And then if genuine maple, what we say, maple?
Maple syrup.
Okay, and then you might speak of jam, or you might speak of...
Jelly.
All right. And if the center of a cherry is called a...
No, I know that too.
How about the center of a peach?
I know that, but I can't think.
Well, would you call the cherry a stone, a pit, or a seed?
Stone.
And how about the peach? Stone, a seed, a kernel?
Stone.
All right. And then the... now, there are two different kinds of peaches, particularly one that separates very easily and one that doesn't.
One's called a freestone.
Yeah.
That's the one that's easily separated. And I believe the other one is called a clean.
Okay. Did your grandparents ever use a term like a pressed peach or a plum peach or a soft peach?
No, I never heard them.
Okay, the center of an apple is called a...
core.
And nuts that grow underground are...
Nuts.
That grow underground.
Peanuts.
Did you ever call them anything else?
Goobers.
Okay. And nuts that, some other kinds of nuts that grow in trees.
Walnuts, hickory nuts, chestnuts, and so I think of.
Okay. These red things that grow on vines, you might even grow them in your backyard, you could. They're green first, then they get ripe, they get red.
It's not grape.
No, these things, you plant them and you put a stake on the ground and you buy a little plant.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Now, do you have a special name for the very small ones that never get very big?
Never heard of
them. Have you ever seen them? They're about this big, and sometimes you buy them in the store and they come like in a basket. They're about the size of just a little bigger than cherries.
I don't think I've seen them.
Okay. And these are little red things that grow underground. You eat them in salads. They grow them in